Well, I'm going to start with a little geography lesson. Can anyone see what this is? An infinity symbol. And right here, it says, you are here. This scripture reading often focuses on worry. And for the children, that's fine, but we can do a little better. We can do a little better. We can look at the beginning part of this scripture, which says that you can't serve two masters. And the translation that Marge read said, you can't serve God and money. But the truth is, the word is mammon in the Greek, and that's actually not a Greek word. It's of Syrian vague origin. And the word mammon really is sort of not only money, but whatever gives prestige, whatever gives you a sense of worldly accomplishment. So I would say to you that you cannot serve two masters, God and the good, and all of your principles, and be happy if you're worried about what other people think of you. If you are mastered by what other people's opinion of you is, you will be a slave for sure to worry, to anxiety, to a life that's hard. Now, I too have trouble with this in the same way that Kim does about the don't worry, be happy kind of thing, because, you know, anxiety is an epidemic. We got about 40 million people who are clinically diagnosed as anxious. That's about 1 in 6, which means pretty much somebody in every pew. And I know a fair number of you have prescriptions for your anxiety. Some of them are pharmacological. Some of them are spiritual. Some of them are psychological. We struggle with anxiety and worry. In fact, it is pretty much a major portion of our life. And I think that that's kind of normal, because we are both part of the infinite and we are infinitesimal. And our worry and our anxiety comes from how small we really are. And I think that Jesus' analogy with the flowers and creation is apt. Because on the one hand, we are pretty fabulous. And on the other hand, we are not really much more important than the flowers or the streams or the rainbows. And we are as spectacular as the rainbows and the flowers and the streams. We are part and just a part of all that is. And where we often get into trouble is when we think that we are more than we really are, or when we're invested in other people thinking that. So this text is really about get your priorities straight. Figure out what really matters. It may not cure your worry or anxiety. You may still be anxious, but at least you'll know what your path is. You'll be on your path. And for most people, that actually will reduce your anxiety and worry. When I was preparing for this, I ran across The New York Times about 2 years ago did an 80-part series on anxiety. 80 writers wrote blogs about anxiety, and they confessed all kinds of crazy things they do for anxiety and went through history talking about anxiety. These first century peasants had a very different anxiety than we did. But yet, being human, here again, part of the infinite and part of the infinitesimal, that's us. We have a little of both. We have both stardust and compost in us. So there was, in one of these blogs, a great story about Alice James. And You probably know Alice James better by her brothers, William and James. Henry James. People with two first names. This is going to drive you crazy with Ben Daniel. Is he Daniel Ben? Is he? And I think his middle name's Alexander, so he's going to be like Ben, whatever. So William and Henry James had this problem as well, and their sister Alice had been horribly worried and plagued by anxiety all her life, and she was a diarist and wrote it all down so that people could see it. And in 1891, she got a diagnosis of breast cancer. And she wrote in her diary, "What a relief. Now something is wrong that I can focus on." Now, I know a few of you actually know about this. You've had diagnoses that have actually been sort of gifts to you. It focused your life. It made you choose what really matters. It brought people in who care about you. And for some of you, that has been true. It's horrible and tragic, and there are gifts. Even in our tragedies, we often figure out what really matters. So in this moment, she found great clarity because her priorities got sorted for her. And she recognized what really mattered and what really didn't matter. Some of you have talked to me quite a bit about, I think you're shocked that I'm an interim pastor, that I can do this, that I can spend time with people, love them, then leave, and then do it again. And not know what my next job is exactly. In fact, I'm pretty sure a lot of you are very anxious on my behalf. You know, you can worry about your own troubles, not mine. And I can say to you that there is no magic solution. It's hard. It does make me anxious. It does make me worried at times. It is very difficult, in the same way that all changes are difficult and have anxiety. But a long time ago, I sort of got my priorities straight. And I decided that I was a person who was a real lover of people, and there really aren't enough people in my life to love, so I have to keep adding to the group. So, you know, you're my 10th church. That's a big group. After a while, there's not going to be anybody left in the Bay Area for whom I have not been their pastor, at least in the progressive Christian circles. You know, I haven't gone through every Buddhist temple and every Jewish synagogue and what have you. I'm working pretty much through the progressive line of things. But after a while, I will have collected the whole set. So my advice about that is to focus on what matters. And that's what the Sermon on the Mount, which we have been going through for the last 8 weeks, is really about, is getting your priorities in order. And what are those priorities? Those priorities that Matthew is telling people about is to love, to love, to love. It's kind of simple. Very hard, though, because it'll break your heart every time. Loving is always dangerous. It always has a cost. It always has a cost. But it also has a benefit that cannot ever, ever be beaten. So this last little bit about being both infinite and infinitesimal. Lent starts this week, and you all, I should have written about this in Contact last week, but I guess maybe I'm just, with everything going on, I'm having a hard time remembering that, oh my God, Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday. We are doing something very traditional today because of the pancake breakfast. That's a traditional Mardi Gras thing to do. You know, that's a celebration of sugar and fat. And I'm sure you're going to find plenty over there. They promised that there would be healthy options, but I suspect you can also have really unhealthy options, too, if you want. Happy Mardi Gras. But on Wednesday, we will come together for a service of remembering that we are specks of dust, and that dust is both stardust, which seems really sexy and wonderful, and it's a little bit of just the compost of ordinary human life. We are mortal. We are not the be-all and end-all of all that is, and yet we have been created, as Psalm 8 says, a little lower than the stars. We have the potential to bring about our greatest triumphs and our biggest demises. We are capable of that, especially when we don't have our priorities right, when we do act out of our fear and anxiety as opposed to our knowledge of what really matters and what our priorities are. Kim and the choir are right. You can't just sing your way out of worry, although sometimes that works. And I personally would put Mahler on the list of things that ease my anxiety. Those of you who follow me on Facebook know that there was a really great Mahler 3 on Thursday, and that'll pretty much take you out of whatever you think is a problem. But know what your practices are, and then look at what really matters to you. What really matters? What's the stuff that really needs your attention, as opposed to being hung up in what anybody else thinks of you, as opposed to being hung up in the values of the culture, which say that money is more important than people, and as opposed to being hung up in the values of the culture that says that power is more important than people, as opposed to being hung up with whatever you're hung up with. And every one of you is going to have a different list. We all have individual lists. And if you're a person who is in real challenge right now, if you're in real challenge, and some of you are, if you're in real challenge, do those things that will ease your anxiety and focus on what really matters and be okay with that. Let go of the stuff that doesn't matter until there's nothing left but the love. The love, the love. So I hope to see a lot of you on Wednesday evening at 7. We'll spend a little bit of time sort of reflecting a little more on the rest of this. And then next Sunday, as you know, is my last Sunday, but it's also Children of Uganda Sunday. So, oh my heavens, it's going to be festive. And so I just want to take this moment when it's kind of just us, when we don't have all our guests with us, to say how much I love you all. And I will always love you. Even though I'll move on, and you'll move on, and you're going to fall in love with Ben, and you're going to do great things, and I'm going to read about it, and I'm going to feel really good about that, and you're going to hear what I'm up to, and you're saying, oh my God, she's so crazy, but look at that. Isn't that cool? And we will bless each other and go on our paths separately, and that will be fine, because all that will remain will be the love. The love. The love.